Welcome to the first edition of Community Recovery and Rebuilding. This is a joint newsletter of the Jackson County Community Long-Term Recovery Group and Reimagine and Rebuild Rogue Valley, two public-private collaborations representing over 40 organizations and individuals working on wildfire recovery in the Rogue Valley. We want to make survivors aware of available resources for their individual recovery and the recovery of their communities. Please stay tuned, subscribe, and share with your networks. Where is the housing? Transitional and affordable housing response in the wake of the Almeda fire. The Almeda fire inflamed an overburdened housing market in Southern Oregon. More than 8 months in, people are desperate for solutions. Here's a timeline for what's coming and when to expect it. Right now, FEMA has already placed 107 RVs and manufactured home units in commercial parks and manufactured home communities. Additionally, Asante has set up 32 temporary housing units for their workforce displaced by the fires. More housing will be provided shortly through FEMA's direct housing mission, to be followed by other housing projects through various agencies and nonprofits. Note, as with all FEMA programs, the agency will decide who occupies their trailers, prioritizing need and limiting space to eligible U.S. citizens already engaged with the agency. A snapshot of the displaced includes 666 individual survivors are still sheltering in 13 hotels in the valley. The state has secured 3 motel properties through June of 2022 that can provide accommodation for these individuals, which will be converted over time into efficiencies. Many displaced residents relocated to nearby towns like Rogue River, White City, and Central Point. Farther-flung displacement, especially amongst elders and a large migrant worker population, is widely reported. In June, FEMA will have 27 two- and three-bedroom trailers available at Totem Pole Park in Talent. FEMA is prioritizing their direct housing mission in pre-existing manufactured home parks closest to impacted areas. In July, FEMA will have 70 two- and three-bedroom trailers in Coleman Creek Estates in Phoenix. And they will have 20 two- and three-bedroom trailers in Rogue Valley Mobile Village in Phoenix and Medford. In early September, options for housing residents of Ashland will be 58 apartments at the Super 8 in Ashland, and Project Turnkey, which is a $65 million statewide plan to convert hotels and motels into housing for the homeless and those impacted by wildfires or the pandemic. OHRA is the first local recipient and has already converted 20 rooms into fully functional efficiencies, with more to come. In September, the Talent Urban Renewal Agency Gateway Project will have 53 RVs and trailers. This transitional housing project, a collaboration of the City of Talent, Phoenix Talent Schools, and Rogue Retreat, prioritizes residents who do not qualify for FEMA assistance. And in process, the Rogue Retreat has already received Project Turnkey funds to convert the Redwood Inn in Medford into 47 apartments. Other developments are under planning review. Permanent and affordable living. 2,549 houses were lost in the fire. Many families are already building back quickly, helping to alleviate the housing crunch, replenishing our housing stock, and growing it to include new residents. We'll take many public and private partners. Here are some of the groups working on solutions for affordable houses in the Rogue Valley. Housing Authority of Jackson County is normally developing between 50 and 100 affordable housing units each year. The Housing Authority in Jackson County has received $25 million for land acquisition and development to kickstart a permanent housing response in the Rogue Valley. Multiple projects in White City and Ashland are already underway, with more to come. The Talent Urban Renewal Agency is in phase two of the Gateway Project and planning for a large multifamily affordable housing element with apartments and townhouses. The Medford Urban Renewal Agency has also purchased a large parcel near Liberty Park, announcing that some portion of this development will include affordable housing. No hard timelines are currently available. And in private development, traditional development will be a big part of the solution, building affordable housing with the benefit of tax credits and other public subsidies. Affordable housing is designed to be affordable and available to households with lower incomes, often 60% or less of the area median income for the household size. Fortify Holdings specializes in converting hotels into efficiency apartments and is converting 4 motels in Medford that will add almost 500 units to the lower end of the market rate apartment supply in the region. Commonwealth is building 64 units from the ground up in Talent with a 40-60 split of affordable and market rate housing. Other projects, such as the collaboration between KDA Homes and Habitat for Humanity to provide workforce housing, offer hope that developers can find innovative ways to provide affordable housing for the same populations they rely on to succeed. Understanding the current housing needs, Jackson County was short 5,900 affordable housing units prior to the Alameda fire. More than 1,560 manufactured housing units were lost. 53% of Jackson County's renter population is rent burdened, meaning more than 30% of monthly income goes to rent and utilities. Debris cleanup deadline. As of June 7, Jackson County has announced that they are no longer accepting new requests for no-cost debris cleanup. If you have special circumstances, however, and are interested in the no-cost cleanup, please contact Jackson County immediately. Visit jacksoncounty.org/OROE or call the Wildfire Debris Cleanup Hotline, 503-934-1700. Again, that address was jacksoncounty.org/ROE. How to rebuild after a fire. Recovery resources and information. R3V posted an article on their blog on how to work with contractors and builders after a wildfire. The post includes an infographic, a video of community conversation, and a link to further resources. R3V's mission is to expand the community circle of prosperity and resiliency by reimagining, redesigning, and rebuilding the Rogue Valley's community economy and housing options. The Jackson County Community Long-Term Recovery Group has launched assistance for wildfire survivors. The Jackson County Community Long-Term Recovery Group has launched a website to help those directly impacted by the Alameda and South Obenchain fires. To register for getting help, go to www.jccltrg.org and select Get Help, or simply email recover@jccltrg.org. You'll receive a response within 24 hours. Our community currently has 4 disaster case managers ready to provide assistance and will have an additional 8 after contracting is completed. In addition, the JCC-LTRG will be conducting a needs assessment survey this summer to identify the unmet long-term recovery needs of survivors. The goal is to obtain a complete count of those who need help and then work through the development of individualized recovery plans. If you want to be included in the needs assessment survey, please register at jccltrg.org/get-help or email recover@jccltrg.org. More information on how the Jackson County Community Long-Term Recovery Group can help wildfire survivors is also available at www.jccltrg.org. The JCC-LTRG is a public benefit corporation fiscally sponsored by Catholic Charities of Oregon. The JCC-LTRG is committed to achieving an equitable and inclusive recovery to bring survivors home. To learn more, visit jccltrg.org or facebook.com/JCCLTRG. Accessibility. This newsletter is also available as a recording, as a PDF for printing, and as a shareable image file for social media, all in English and Spanish. Alternative formats are available here at https://jccltrg.org/news/. Starting with issue number 2, we plan to publish a print edition. Also, feel free to print and share this newsletter. Let us know if you would like printed copies to share at your location. Let us know at newsletter@jccltrg.org. Here is the recovery directory. Oregon Wildfire Recovery Info is available at https://wildfire.oregon.gov/. The Rogue Valley Recovery News is available at https://jacksoncountyor.org/recovery/. The Phoenix Fire Response Center is at the shops at Exit 24 off of I-5. They're now open Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 12 noon to 6 p.m. with daily meals at 11:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Volunteers are needed. Sign up at bit.ly/Phoenix Fire Center. Zoom Captains Community Liaisons is a peer-to-peer network helping fire survivors access resources. If you would like to get resources and information, or if you are super connected and want to represent your community's voices in the recovery conversation, please contact them. Trauma and Resilience Resources. Free trauma-informed practices training via Access is available with Peter Buckley, Buckley, at SouthernOregonSuccess.org. Winter Spring is offering a free 6-week online course on navigating grief that starts on June 10th. Winter Spring also offers regular training for their volunteer companions. For their current course information, go to https://winterspring.org/. More mental health resources are available at https://jacksoncountyor.org/hhs/mental-health/resources. SORTI helps connect businesses to resources. Terrell Roper is SORTI's new wildfire recovery liaison with the mission of connecting local businesses to resources. To learn more about assistance available for small business, contact terrill@soredi.org. His office number is 541-773-8946. And finally, we would love your feedback and ideas. We welcome your thoughts on this newsletter. We are looking to fine-tune and upgrade our content as much as we can, so your perspective and opinion is appreciated. If you have links to community resources, wildfire recovery news, or anything else you think we should include, we hope to hear from you. The best way to communicate with us is at newsletter@jccltrg.org. Thank you.